Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And it's being made today as we speak in Georgia. And I'm not talking about the one near Russia. I'm talking about Atlanta, Georgia, that Georgia. Right now, there is a primary. And the major primary in Georgia right now is for the Republican nomination for governor. Stacey Abrams is and will be the Democratic nominee for governor in November. There's a tremendous Senate race that will be in November between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, the football player, former football player. But all eyes are on Georgia today because of the Republican primary for governor. Whoever wins it will run against Stacey Abrams, but everybody momentarily is fixated on the Republican Party. And let's burrow into a little bit about the subtext of that election. The Republican governor right now is a guy named Brian Kemp. I'm not a fan of Brian Kemp. When he ran against Stacey Abrams 4 years ago in 2018, November of 2018, he was the Secretary of State. And so he decided corruptly to abuse his position as Secretary of State and toss several hundred voters off the voting roll in Atlanta, which is Stacey Abrams' base. She only lost by about 45,000 votes. He threw hundreds of thousands of people off. It was a crooked deal. It was voter suppression. That's the only way she lost. She is terrific. I don't know if you know much about Stacey Abrams. She's written, I think, 14 novels in the romance genre. Her sister is a federal judge. Stacey Abrams, in my view, could easily just be in the cabinet right now. But she has the bug to organize Georgia, get voting rights in Georgia, and stand up for the people of Georgia. And I really admire her in any event. Right now, Brian Kemp is being attacked by Donald Trump, who is supporting his opponent, David Perdue. And just recently, sort of a bandwagon pile-on, Mike Pence, because Kemp is 20 points or more ahead of Perdue in the polls, came in to endorse Kemp. This is now being seen as a surrogate fight between Trump and Pence. And the main part of the fight, Kemp and Perdue, is fascinating of how it happened. Perdue was the senator. He ran against Jonathan Ossoff. Jonathan Ossoff beat him, of course, back in the last election. But he may have beaten him with a lot of help from Donald Trump. Now, how is that possible? Because Donald Trump is on a revenge tour. There's something about this guy. He is obsessed with the fact that he lost the presidency. And he continues to say, well, the only way I could have lost is if there was corruption. And people point out and say, no, there wasn't. The vote was audited in all 50 states. And a majority of the secretaries of state and governors are Republicans, believe it or not. They all certified Biden's election because he won. He won by 7 million votes nationally. He won by more than 30 electoral votes. But, you know, Trump went around Georgia kind of grousing and curling his lip. And he said, well, no sense voting. It's rigged. No sense voting. What he did is he torpedoed the Republican Party. Because a lot of people believe him. When he said, take hydroxychloroquine, which is a malaria drug for COVID, they believed him. When he said, inject yourself with Lysol, some people did. There were people in emergency rooms in New York City and in Phoenix, Arizona, who were brought in having injected Lysol in their veins with a needle themselves. There are true believers out there. And the true believers go, well, you know, if Trump's not on the ballot in this Georgia Senate race, why should I vote? And Ossoff then beat Perdue. And, you know, that's when Raphael Warnock ran against the incumbent, the woman who was, and I'm blocking on her name, she was the incumbent senator by appointment. She was a non-entity, although she and her husband, believe it or not, owned the New York Stock Exchange. They did not just own stock on the New York Stock Exchange, they owned the New York Stock Exchange. Anyway, we are very fortunate to have Ossoff and Raphael Warnock come out of that. But Trump has been lying in the weeds for two more years, grousing, and he's out to get Kemp. And why is he out to get Kemp? Because Kemp was the Republican governor who certified the election. And Kemp didn't do it lightly. Remember, Kemp is the guy that threw hundreds of thousands of people off the ballot. Frankly, hundreds of thousands of people before they could even vote on the ballot, on the voter rolls, to squeak out a victory over Stacey Abrams last time by 45,000 votes or so. And so this guy is no saint. I mean, this guy is not Mother Teresa, okay? This guy would voter suppress if he had half a chance. And he tried to do it for Trump anyway. There were a couple of recounts and there was one by hand. You know how rare that is, the whole state by hand? Normally a candidate has to pay for that. And in every precinct in the state, they pull out the electronic ballots and they make sure, my God. And you know what happened? It didn't change anything. Biden won by 14,000 votes. So Kemp goes, all right, well, we recounted it how many times? And once by hand? There's no way that this is not going to have to be certified. So he certified it reluctantly. And for that, Trump is attacking him as a rhino, Republican in name only. Trump did more than that with Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, Republican. Brad Raffensperger got a call from Trump that was taped. You may have heard it. Trump goes, you know, I supposedly lost by whatever he said, 11,000 votes, whatever. However many of the votes was, this is what Trump said. You got to scare up one more than that. Forge 11,571 votes. But whatever the difference was that Trump needed to win by one vote, which would have looked weird anyway. And Raffensperger said, I can't do that. I can't do that. And then Trump goes, you know, there could be, you could be criminally prosecuted. That's extortion. The DA and the U.S. attorney, remember the district attorney is in the state criminal system. The U.S. attorney is in the federal. They both have jurisdiction over extortion in an election. And they're investigating this. They have a grand jury convened, but they've gotten death threats, and so have their kids. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. In any event, Brad Raffensperger stood tall, and now he has a guy named Jody Tice, a right-wing nut congressman, Trump guy, Trump-backed, running against him in the primary. If Jody Tice ever got in as Secretary of State, and his name is Jody Tice. It's a guy, Jody Tice. And if Perdue ever got in as governor, no Democrat would be certified in Georgia, no matter what happened. This is like the Commie Ruskies or the Chi-Coms. I mean, this is exactly what it is. In any event, here's the interesting thing about this race. And it's today. You'll find out tonight. You'll find out tonight. Pence jumps in opportunistically, because Kemp is so far ahead. And there's an old adage about governor races, unlike Senate, unlike mayor and all that kind of stuff. Governor race is this: if somebody is likable and competent, they're very hard to beat if they're an incumbent, if they're likable and competent, right. Well, Kemp is liked for whatever reason. I don't like him because he shafted Stacey Abrams. And everybody looks on him as competent. I have no idea if he's competent, but everybody down there thinks he is. And they don't appreciate a guy coming in, even if it's Donald Trump, who they also love, to try to throw him out. So he's 20 in some polls, almost 30% ahead of ahead of Purdue, and the election's today. How quick do you think that's going to turn around? Not too quick. So what happens is Pence jumps in, licking his chops, and his guy will win. Trump's guy will lose. Hopefully Jody Tice loses and Brad Raffensperger wins. But then we go forward. We go forward. And this is the first salvo from Pence that I'm going to run for president, even if Trump runs. And, you know, one of the mistakes Pence has made, and there's no way he's going to win. But, you know, a gallows was erected to hang him. You know that. You've seen the gallows. And that wasn't erected in 10 minutes. I don't care how many carpenters and good ones there were. That takes a while. That had been constructed the day or two before. This was planned. And then they went through going, hang Mike Pence. If they caught him, they would have hanged him, killed him. And yet he still sucked up to Trump. And now he's showing a little worm-like insouciance by saying, well, you know, I might run against Trump. Right from the start, he'd say, smack a guy down. Guy wants to hang me? Guy wants to bring in a gallows? Okay, Jack, I'm going to take care of you. If he got up and said that, he'd be the front runner. But now, if Trump doesn't run, especially, he and DeSantis will slug it out. That's what's going on down there. Look at the news tonight. We'll talk about this tomorrow. But basically, there is a surrogate fight going on down in Georgia. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.